Welcome to the Bullpen Report, part of the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson. You can find me on Twitter at RedFoxRoto. Today is, what day is it? It's Tuesday, June 17th. Today we review what has happened in Major League Bullpens since our last episode on Saturday afternoon. So we'll start out with a couple situations that looked like closer by committee in the spring. Then at one point earlier in the season, it appeared one pitcher had risen above the others. But now they appear to be committees again, and that's the Dodgers and the Phillies. Now, part of the Dodgers' offseason spending spree was adding Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates, both experienced in the ninth inning, to a bullpen that already included their 2024 postseason closer, Michael Kopech, their 2024 regular season saves leader, Evan Phillips, and another former All-Star closer, Blake Treinen. The group looked lethal on paper, but you fast forward several months later, we had Kopech, Yates, Treinen, and Phillips all on the IL together, and Tanner Scott was hitting bump after bump, trying to hold down the ninth inning, mostly on his own, with some help from Alex Vesia and kind of an unsung cast of secondary characters. But now with Kirby Yates and Michael Kopech back healthy, we seem to be getting the committee that was largely expected prior to the season, that of Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates. The last two Dodgers saves the past 2 days went the first to Scott and last night to Kirby Yates. So I wish I could give an exact breakdown of how the save shares will be divided, but this is very much a fluid situation moving forward. My educated guess hasn't differed since last week's episodes. I do think Tanner Scott ultimately leads the committee, and whoever is pitching better of Yates or Kopech for now is second. That current advantage goes to Yates. But with Blake Treinen possibly returning over the summer, this may get even more complicated for fantasy purposes. And things are similarly complicated in Philadelphia after these past few days. But this is what we should have expected all season. In my debut Bullpen Report article, which was posted on the FTN website back on March 27th, before the season started, this is what I had to say about the Phillies' bullpen. The Phillies have a bullpen loaded with talent, but not so much certainty of who will pitch when. Too many have simply assumed that Jordan Romano is the club's closer, but manager Rob Thompson said earlier in the spring that he planned to use his bullpen as he did last year. What happened last year? Jose Alvarado led the team with 13 saves, followed by Jeff Hoffman with 10. Carlos Estevez earned 6 saves after coming to the team in a deadline trade, and no other pitcher earned more than 3 saves, and that was Matt Strom. Replace Jeff Hoffman with Romano, and it's clear that expectations should be tempered across the board. All 4 of Romano, Alvarado, Strom, and Orion Kerkring are likely to pick up saves in 2025. Romano should be considered the favorite to lead them, but even 20 saves may be too tall an order. Sounds pretty good now. Back in March, I had put the order as Romano, Alvarado, Strom, and Kerkring. And the Phillies' current save leaders are Romano with 8, Alvarado 7, Strom 3, and Kerkring 1. Jose Alvarado now, of course, is out of the picture until August. He has his 80-game PED suspension being served. And for that short time in May, where Jordan Romano was getting all the saves, I mean, I was still stressing that Matt Strom, at a minimum, would be involved. And indeed, Romano's last save came back on May 29th. Seems hard to believe. The only 2 Phillies saves since May 29th have come in the last 3 days. The first of those went to Matt Strom, and last night's save to Orion Kerkring. Jordan Romano pitched the 7th inning last night, Strom the 8th. Strom got the top of the Marlins order. So while it took several months and the Jose Alvarado suspension to settle into what was expected, we're now seeing the Philly committee that should always have been expected. So if anyone is seeing Kirk Ring's save last night and thinking, you know, there's a new sheriff in town, well, there's not. There's three deputies sharing the work. It should be Romano, Strom, and Kirk Ring. Whoever gets some momentum might pick up a couple saves in a row, but this is a committee moving forward. All right, next I want to revisit Atlanta quickly. Raisel Iglesias has been out of the closer role for about the last week, or so we think. Dylan Lee has received the ninth inning work since then, but has no actual saves in that time. In fact, the last save from the Braves as a team was way back on May 16th, a full month ago. That's surprising. Now, at this point, I can't say for sure if Dylan Lee or Raisel Iglesias will get the next Braves save chance. So Iglesias, of course, should still be held. I don't think many people have dropped him. But Dylan Lee should be rostered in saves leagues, just in case. Now, of course, long-term, I still believe this is Raisel Iglesias' job, as long as he's pitching well enough. But it may take a little bit of time to work that out where he's back in the role, or maybe Dylan Lee has it for a little while. But ultimately, Iglesias should be back. Now let's take a look at another bullpen from Saturday's episode. That's the Cubs. Before Saturday, we had seen Ryan Pressly pick up a save after Daniel Palencia pitched the eighth inning in a game against the Pirates. But on Saturday's episode, I went through Palencia's most recent outings at the time and determined that, yeah, he was still the closer. Pressly was not an imminent threat. And Palencia got the call that same night on Saturday. He converted the save. So hopefully nobody panicked and dropped Palencia or, you know, wasted a lot of fab dollars trying to add Ryan Pressly. Now, I did see Pressly go for $75 in an NFBC league of mine, but since it was the team in first place just ahead of me, I was happy to see that. Palencia should be the guy for a while longer, but right now, Pressly isn't a bad handcuff. You know, if you listen back to Saturday's episode, I mean, Pressly has actually been really good for a while outside of that 8 earned run just blow up back in May. But ultimately, I do still see the Cubs as active players in the July trade market. So it's possible, depending on how things stand in a few weeks from now, that this bullpen could get a late inning makeover next month. All right, our next stop has been a frequent one this season, and that's in Texas. It seems Luke Jackson is back in play in the late innings. His last two appearances have come in save opportunities. On Saturday, Jackson was unable to convert the first of those save chances. He allowed a run and was relieved with a couple of outs by Robert Garcia, who finished it off, got a save for himself. The next day, though, on Sunday, Luke Jackson was back out there in the ninth inning again, this time converting with a perfect frame for his ninth save of the season. But there's some important context to consider before we anoint Luke Jackson as the Rangers' closer again. In that first save chance of the weekend on Saturday, Robert Garcia had thrown 23 pitches the night before that. So Bruce Bochy tried to give Garcia the night off, but Garcia still came in to bail out Jackson to finish off that game. So the next day, with Garcia truly unavailable, Jackson got the save chance over Chris Martin, but Martin had pitched on back-to-back days on Thursday and Friday, the first time he'd done that since returning from the injured list. So probably a situation, again, where Bruce Bochy wanted to get Martin that extra day of rest. It still feels like Jackson is either third in line behind Robert Garcia and Chris Martin, or he might be kind of sharing a top setup role with Chris Martin. So for the moment, I don't think there's really an immediate need to add Luke Jackson, but it's certainly someone we should keep an eye on and what happens the rest of this week in the Texas bullpen. But we'll move on now to Detroit, where we have a possible injury situation developing. Closer Will Vest was pulled from his appearance on Sunday with what we now know was a pinky injury of some sort, so a finger injury. We don't currently know the full extent of the injury and whether Vest will miss any time. But one important clue, possibly, is that the Tigers claimed Carlos Hernandez off waivers. So one possible reason for that could be they assume an IL stint is coming for Vest. Right now, we have to wait and see. Now, I wrote in the FTN Fantasy Baseball Discord on Sunday that Tommy Canley was a sneaky addition that night in Fab Leagues, where people may have missed the Vest injury news. Of course, it's obviously too late now in weekly leagues to do anything about it. But Canley is a nice add in daily leagues or those with rolling waivers where you can get him in the middle of the week, since Canley should get the majority of save chances for however long a Will Vest is ultimately out. Now, we'll finish today in Colorado because, well, why not? One-time closer Zach Agnos was surprisingly optioned to the minors recently, which leaves Seth Halverson as the favorite for saves. Halverson converted a chance last night, but I'll repeat my usual mantra for this situation, which is please don't roster Rockies relievers. But if you do need saves badly and you can risk some possible ratio damage, especially in those home games in Colorado, well, Seth Halverson is a guy. He exists. You can try and give it a shot. So that's all the news that's new since our last pod last Saturday. You've been listening to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. We'll be back on Saturday with our usual look ahead to the weekend free agent bidding and any relevant news for that. But until then, I'm Dan Thompson. Let's close it out.